This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
But Gene and Chris, we're back on the Paracast just after Chris had one of his famous breakfast meals. And after he was calling me out for the fact that if I want to have oats for cereal, I shouldn't have Cheerios, I should have steel-cut oats. Is that it?
Well, anything that's not processed. I mean, oat can be GMO, so you have to kind of be careful. If it's General Mills and one of the big conglomerates, chances are you're going to be dealing with genetically modified oats.
Okay, so does that mean I become genetically modified? I become an ET or something after I have a couple of bowls of Cheerios?
Yes. I think GMO is one of the largest unregulated experiments in human health probably in history. So, to each their own. If you want to go ahead and participate, be a willing participant in the experiment, that's nutritionally your kind of call there.
Well, okay, so at this point between Raisin Bran and Cheerios, I'm probably becoming some kind of strange alien creature, which some people who listen to the Paracast will agree about. Okay, a couple of things here. We had a great time with Ron Regera last week, but like so many people, Ron has given up his landline and only had a mobile phone. And I realized the audio quality wasn't first rate. We do the best we can. We tried our best to improve it in the mix, as they say, in the recording business. We're urging Ron to get himself a really good smartphone. Like Chris has an iPhone now. He sounds much better. So maybe we can persuade Ron to get an iPhone. They have all those free deals now. You get yourself an iPhone free with a two-year contract.
Yeah, and the other problem is that Ron is in a area here in Camp Verde or just outside of Camp Verde that does not have wired internet. So he had to go with a Hughes satellite scenario. Come to find out that, I think they only give you, what, 2 gigs or something to play with. So, he's really trying to keep his internet usage down to a minimum. Chose to go the phone route, and unfortunately, even us at the Paracast with our superb technical and sound quality, occasionally we have one of those shows. So deal with it, people. Well, what can we say? We bring you the best guests we can every week, and occasionally we have, some issues with audio quality, but it comes with the territory. We'll have Ron back, and maybe I'll have him come up to the house here, and we'll just sit shoulder by shoulder and talk into the same mic and make cow eyes at each other.
Okay, well, don't get me started. That's that's too much. That's way too much. Now, we do have a new addition to the Paracast staff, a gentleman by the name of Andy Shopik. And Andy has been a salesman for many years, and he decided to become our sales and marketing director. He also has a lot of fascinating friendships in the UFO field. So we hope to hear some of his stories in our forums at forum.theparacast.com, Andy Shopik. So that means if any of you are interested in advertising on the shows, we'll send your info on to him and he'll tell you what's what. That's how we stay in business. There you go. So we appreciate that. It's really hard to find good help these days. It really
is.
Can you
tell everybody about the new developments going on here at the Paracast with a premium version that, don't tell anybody, but it might be ad-free. Shh.
Oh, yes. We're working on that. Now, we've talked about the ad thing before. You know how commercial radio works. You got to have a lot of ads. You run the same number of ads as other shows. And, of course, the kind of ads you get are advertisers are looking for people who want to fix things. You want to fix your taxes. You want to protect yourself in case something happens and you leave us prematurely. You want life insurance. Maybe in case disaster strikes, you need something. So these are the kind of ads that you get. Now, when we have our own ads on the show, we want you to listen to them because maybe the product or service appeals to you. And if you buy that product or service, they will renew their ads and we get paid, which is fine. Now, the network, of course, they get paid for their own ads and they make their own decisions about which advertisers to accept. If you don't like the ads, you can go the DVR route, especially if you get the podcast version of the show. You fast forward the ads if you don't want to hear them. That's okay. Of course, as Chris says, we're working on something to provide an ad-free premium version of the show, and we hope to have an answer soon with that, and maybe even a reduced ad version of the show. It's kind of complicated how it works, but we want to make the Paracast easier for you to enjoy so you can focus more on the discussions at hand. Okay? So anyway, let's get on with our business here, because we've got lots of terrific guests that we are setting up for the Paracast over the next few weeks. And before we even get to those guests, let's do some self-promotion. Chris, you're going to New Jersey in November. You're going to Jersey.
Going this Saturday, or I'm going yesterday. How's that?
Hey, you were there already. In fact, you're in Jersey now.
I'm in Jersey now. So I'm working with my screenwriting partner. We're putting the finishing touches on a 6.5-year screenwriting project that's been slowly developing over the years. Also have family in New Jersey, and going to visit some college buddies upstate New York and make a trip into Manhattan. And then I'm speaking at the great New Jersey Paranormal Group down in the Princeton area. So I'll be speaking outside of Trenton at the Hilton Hotel there on November 1st. And then it's back here to the big wilds of the Southwest. And I'll be speaking the following week on November 7th at the Travis Walton Skyfire Summit. We'll talk a little bit about that today with another speaker who's going to be featured there, Richard Dolan. I'm doing a big tour group, Gene, about 12 people around 3 states. So I have a 10-day tour that I'm going to be also involved with in between these dates. So I'm busy. I'm a busy guy.
So when he does participate on the show, he's going to probably be using his iPhone and Skype to make the connection. And that actually could sound pretty good. Use a headset with your iPhone. The voice quality is going to be pretty decent.
Yeah, I've got to get a headset. So,
well, you already have a headset with your iPhone, which is not bad.
Oh, right. That's true. I do.
You can try that.
Put earbuds in there.
Yeah, you try the earbuds, the official Apple earbuds. If not, maybe we can call Apple up and have them send you a pair of Beats headphones, but you still need the mic. So we'll figure it out.
Yeah, I've got some really good AKG headphones and Sony Digital headphones. So, you know, for my audio work. So I'm set in the headphone department. Just need a good mic.
Okay, well, I'm sure we can find something. They actually do have mics, by the way, if you ever want to do quality Skype on your iPhone. They do have from Blue Mic and some other companies. They have some really good mics. So we know we will hear from Chris. He'll be clear as a bell.
Am I blue?
Oh, well, I don't think he's going to sing, though, because we have to pay copyright royalties to the publisher, so he can't sing. Not allowed to do it.
Am I blue?
If you do that again, you have to send a check to the publisher.
Yeah. I hear that's ASCAP, right? BMI?
Yeah, you have to do that. It's funny. Anyway, I used to know somebody who worked at BMI, and by the name of Andy Anka, the younger brother of Paul Anka, speaking of BMI. Really nice guy. In fact, they wrote some songs for my wife when she was singing. Anyway, Richard Dolan has a new book out called UFOs for the 21st Century Mind, which came out earlier this year. It's a pretty big book, over 500 pages. He covers an extraordinary amount of ground, and he's trying to make UFO research relevant to the new century so we don't sit there saddled with the baggage of the last century and perhaps repeat the same mistakes. So we have a lot of questions to ask him about that book. He covers a lot of areas. And you listeners to the Paracast, I see that you've already posted a number of questions of Rich. So he's going to have a chance to deal with those questions, and we'll get to as many as we can during the course of the interview. But we're going to reserve them to ourselves for the beginning to, you know, get up to date on his approach to UFOs, how things have changed, and whether there's going to be another volume in his book series about
UFOs and the national security state.
UFOs and national security state. Where's volume 3? We're waiting for that. Because that's the one from 1992 and beyond. So we're going to see what happens. So let's get moving here. Richard Dolan coming with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It took hours before it returned, but I'd already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you'll want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Talk to a sales rep at iWeb.com. Use the promo code TechNightOwl for a special discount.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
With Gene and Chris, we welcome back our old friend Richard Dolan, who is here to talk about UFOs again, but this time it's his latest book, UFOs for the 21st Century Mind. But Rich, just as we got started with the show, you were telling us about your get-up, warm-up routine, preparing for this interview, and I've got to ask you to tell our listeners what you do.
Well, to prepare for the interview, I'm not sure if that's the case, but I do fairly regular yoga these days. For the past year and a half, I've just gotten into it. What can I tell you? So I had another intense yoga class this morning before we started our thing. Did that. That kicked my butt, came back home, made a very healthy vegetable juice concoction, as is my wont. Took a shower, had a cup of coffee, covered myself in patchouli and doused myself in crystals, and here I am.
Excuse me.
I guess you don't douse yourself in crystals. It's probably the wrong word.
Well, you know, when my wife gets mad at me, she wants to douse me in something, but I can't discuss that on family radio.
Richard, you're funny.
Well, other than the patchouli and crystals, that's all true. So, I actually enjoy it. I do several types of yoga. Honestly, for the past year and a half, I just feel great. I think it's one of the best decisions I made in my life. So,
cool. I'm doing that. Well, it sounds like a Sedona routine, not a Rochester routine.
Well, they've got it up here, too. You know, there's a couple of good yoga studios. You know, listen, as the body gets older, the body goes into rebellion. It doesn't like to do the things that were so easy. So you got to push it. You have to be like a general and just beat the hell out of it and make it. But the thing about the yoga that I just like is it just is very congenial to me. It's a kind of mental discipline as well as a physical discipline, and I just find that I take to it.
Well, I was thinking here as we talked about the body rebelling against you. And, of course, I'm a few years older than Chris and more than a few years older than you. So I have to think that my body is fighting me tooth and nail right now.
Yes, undoubtedly, unless you beat it into submission. That's my philosophy.
I weigh 5 pounds less than I did when I was 18.
Good deal.
And that was coming off a really big diet where I got down to being slim and trim before I became a weightlifter. So it's not so bad.
No, well, weight management is probably the single most important thing we can do as we get older, because it's just easy to put on the pounds, and that causes so many other issues with the body.
Well, my wife does very much the same thing. She weighs 98 pounds. She stands at just shy of 5 feet. Her sister also is very slim and light. In any case, before we talk about slim and light stuff, let's talk about really heavy-duty stuff here. Now, of course, we have you on like every year or two, but we have so many new listeners to the PowerCast. I just want to ask very briefly, Rich, about your goals in getting involved in UFOs. And let's punctuate this with the beginning. Did your interest begin with a sighting or some other event?
No. No, I've been now very actively engaged in researching UFO phenomenon for just over 20 years. We're in 2014. I started at the very end of 93, early 94. Back in those days, I was, as I've often mentioned, but it's always good to restate this, I was working on a PhD in diplomatic history, national security strategy, Cold War studies at the University of Rochester. Basically, my life revolved around Harry S. Truman and national security policy circa 1950, birth of the CIA, and things like that. So in that kind of environment, you have nothing to do with flying saucers. I can assure you they don't cover that in the university setting. I was in a bookstore in one day and saw one of the famous UFO conspiracy books that is Above Top Secret by Timothy Good. It was the subtitle of that book that really caught my attention. It was The Worldwide UFO Cover-Up. And this book was right on a stand in a bookstore. And I thought, well, that's a very kind of in-your-face title. It's a big, fat book. I flipped through it. And anyone who's read that book, I think, understands that it's a good quality book. I saw a lot of names in that book that I recognize in my own academic study. I saw departments being discussed that were a very big part of my research. And I had this moment of what I've often called cultural schizophrenia that just hit me straight on. That is the difference between what we all know implicitly, what we are supposed to believe is the official narrative of our world. And in this case, the official narrative of our world says there are no true UFOs. But then there is what I was calling unofficial truth or unofficial reality, in which this phenomenon may have some validity to it. And there seem to be some very well plugged in, intelligent people arguing for its case. And I just thought, well, where is the truth here? I'm studying American national security strategy circa 1950. If this was a phenomenon that mattered, why is it absent from any of the academic books that I've researched, or is this just nonsense? So my initial feeling at the time was just to take a few months out of my life. I wasn't expecting to spend the rest of my life on the altar of ufology, but I thought for the next 2-3 months, I'll figure this out. Very naive, very arrogant. Everyone has this idea when they first go in.
Yeah.
They think, oh, yeah, I'll get this.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then you realize you get sucked in because this is some heavy-duty information and material. Long story short, after a few months, I was very persuaded there was a reality based on what was most interesting to me, which were the cache of documents revealed through the Freedom of Information Act, particularly those during the late 1970s, during the Carter years, that, you know, individually, none of those documents will prove that UFOs are extraterrestrial. They will not prove UFOs are alien, but they do prove collectively something very important. They don't suggest, they don't hint. They prove that this is a phenomenon that was taken very seriously by high-level national security personnel, and that was enough to make me think, that's interesting. Why? And did they ever resolve this issue? And you know, and why? And how would they manage the cultural institutions so that we don't talk about it, the media, the academic world, the scientific? All of these questions came tumbling out once I realized that there was something to this, and I've never stopped.
Now, the question we often debate here is, if the government has this guilty knowledge, some organization in the government, of course, Major Kehoe called it the Silence Group, and yeah. Robert Salas, who was on our show a couple of weeks ago, has something called the Cabal. But regardless, it's a group or agency within the government that's maintaining the secret. So right. The question is here, are we dealing with something that's done as a black project where there's no direct sourcing for the money to finance this? Is it a handful of people in the Pentagon who are doing this? Who right. in the government do you think knows enough to have a secret to manage?
Well, this is a good question, Gene, and it really dives into the heart of the matter. It's also jumping about 10 paces ahead from where we just started. So this is a very, it's a deep question there. My feeling is I've come to a strong opinion that we have recovered technology through crash retrievals, things like Roswell and elsewhere. And I believe this not simply from the research of other people, but from my own research. I've at this point interviewed a number of individuals, military family members, who've told me their own stories. These stories are out there and out there and out there. Stories of grandpa learning about, you know, ET bodies. Stories about dad having done security to guard a particular piece of ET technology. I mean, these have come to me as well as to other researchers. So I am very persuaded that this is an important part of our reality. If that is so, then we are not talking about simply the government hiding the knowledge of this reality because they don't know what they're dealing with. Baloney. They know what they're dealing with because they've got physical artifacts and probably bodies. And in that case, now we're talking about a deeply held cover-up.
Stop it right here, and we'll pick up the question in our next segment.
Sure.
Richard Dolan is with us, with Gene and Chris, exploring the national security state. You're in
the Paracast.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Is there a secret UFO agenda? Do strange creatures from the darkest corners of the mind roam the earth? Is there evidence for mind control, time travel, or devious government conspiracies? Find out the inside scoop on the latest conspiracies, paranormal activity, and Fortean phenomena when you subscribe to Tim Beckley's Conspiracy Journal. It's jam-packed with stories, special book and DVD promotions, and the best news, it's absolutely free, sent right to your mailbox. Plus, a bonus free email newsletter sent out every Friday. Simply send an email with your name and address to MrUFO@webtv.net. That's MrUFO@webtv.net. Find out what they don't want you to know.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This is Jacques Vallée, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
His best NSA-style voice, Chris O'Brien.
Good.
Rich Dolan is talking about UFOs, the issues of the national security state, what attracted him originally to get involved in the field, and as soon as you do that, all bets are off. And we're talking here about crash retrievals. And we know the Roswell story, and I wanted to talk about a couple of the other things you have in your chapter in your new book about it. But the key here is, let's just assume, in general, before we get to specifics, that 60-some-odd years ago, UFOs crash in one or more places. We get the wreckage. We take it somewhere. Maybe we find the bodies. Now, forgetting whether the quality control of alien spacecrafts maybe wasn't so good in those days. You know, maybe it was version 1.0 of a new starship. And so it crashed. The reasons, we don't know. We have all this evidence on ice somewhere. What has been done with it? Can we do anything with it? Other than having the bodies of ET, if we do have the hardware.
Yeah.
Would it be like having your iPhone and being in the 17th century trying to figure out what it does? Can we figure it out?
I think the answer is a partial yes to that question. And the reason I moved into crash retrievals in the last segment was simply to set up the way to deal with your question, Gene, because it really is an advanced question. You really wanted to know, how is this cover-up working and how can we handle, how does it operate? But to the question of what we're doing with these bodies and technology, I think a couple of things. And any logical, and also in terms of leaks, both of these directions point us to the fact that the technology that was recovered was well, well beyond our capability and really our initial understanding. But the way that science works, as I see it, is the most important key to developing a new scientific idea is simply realizing that something is even possible. So in other words, a different type of propulsion system that doesn't rely on gasoline to give you lift or for power, clearly that would be something that scientists in the classified world would be looking at these objects thinking, holy smokes, they are using something different. What is their power source? And that would lead them into direction. So I think what's happened is that in terms of technology, that the recovery of, let's just say, alien technology has led us into our own track of trying to replicate that. Not truly replicating it, probably, but spurring important ideas that I've been arguing for years are probably good money makers as well as just important scientific developments, which remain classified. I also think biotechnology has probably been affected by the possession of alien bodies. And this is something that really came to light in a recent book by Dr. Robert Wood called Alien Viruses, which is a book that I published from my company, Richard Olin Press. I hadn't really been familiar with Bob's argument on this until I looked over his book, but he made, I think, a reasonable case that having long-term possession of ET biology and the fact that if, you know, looking at the so-called majestic documents is a very tricky matter, but I happen to think he's right in that at least many of these are legit. That's my opinion. If you do that, it certainly looks like the biology of these beings is toxic or is certainly not congenial to humans.
Are we going to say then that Ebola is based on an alien virus? I'm just throwing that out.
I'm not saying that. I would certainly never say that. I don't know. I'm not part of that team. But what Bob has suggested, I think he's argued it very forcefully, is that at least looking through the majestic documents and also through published literature as well, he put his own pieces together, and that's his conclusion. I think that's a valid point of view at this point in time.
All right.
A possibility.
Okay, so we expect, though, that... Okay, so we can assume then that E.T. growing up on another planet and another star system, it's not unusual to expect and or believe that they harbor alien viruses, just as if we go to another planet and we bring our own stuff there.
Right.
This is one of the big issues, I guess, to be considered with space travel. What bugs can we pick up? What bugs can we bring? Right now, we don't care about the bugs we bring because we don't believe that we're going anywhere that will impact anybody or we have no concern. But certainly, you'd think that an advanced race coming here from another star system capable of star travel, wouldn't they consider that issue, the fact that they could somehow infect us?
It's a fair question. I don't really know how to answer it, Gene. There's a lot of things about this phenomenon that simply don't make a lot of sense, even no matter what way you look at it, whether they're extraterrestrial, whether they're interdimensional, whether they're black budget, whether they're fictitious, illusory phenomena. None of those are truly logical as far as we can see when you look at all of the things that happen. I mean, if they're extraterrestrial, yeah, sure. Why are they crashing so frequently, apparently? Why wouldn't they have taken precautions like that? If they're extraterrestrial, you know, people like Ray Kurzweil have said, look, if they're extraterrestrial and that advanced, they wouldn't even need to be flying around these clunky big ships and these big bags of water. They could just fly in nano chips the size of a grain of rice and do everything they want. I don't have answers to that. And I don't think anybody does. But the mystery about this phenomenon is that if you look at it from any other hypothesis, none of those are entirely satisfactory either. It's not totally satisfactory to look at this phenomenon as purely black budget technology. And it is not satisfactory to look at this phenomenon as purely interdimensional, angelic, demonic, whatever. And it's not satisfactory to look at it as completely something that is a product of the human mind. There are things that just don't fit in any of those hypotheses. So we have questions, not a lot of answers.
All right, but we're looking at something here which is a physical phenomenon. Something crashes. Some kind of unknown aircraft crashes.
Mm-hmm.
There are pilots aboard that craft. Those pilots may or may not survive the crash.
Right.
We capture this physical craft. We take it somewhere. It's no longer theoretical. We have the reality sitting there in some unknown laboratory, maybe one or more samples of this alien technology. So at this point, we can't start speculating in the abstract about what it means. If we have this physical reality, we have the bodies Are they possessing of some kind of alien virus or something that's toxic to us? What about radiation from the craft itself? There are a lot of direct implications here.
Absolutely.
So the direct question is, forgetting about everything else, here's the reality, if it's true, what is it? What are we doing with it? What can we do with it? Before we even worry about the secret, we have the reality. What can we do with this craft? Is there any evidence anywhere that any alien technology has filtered down into our reality?
I think that what is being tried to do with this technology, A, is weaponize it, and B, to derive any kind of commercial applications out of it that can be profitable to those people who are in on the secret. I think those are the two things. Evidence, you're talking about insiders making leaked statements. You're talking about, you know, what it looks like. No one, there's no official documentation. There's no Freedom of Information Act document that's going to make this statement. There's just none. So what we have is a lot of inference. What we have is a lot of stories that have come out that are consistent from a lot of different sources. And from those points of view, it looks to me that weaponizing and making profit out of the technology are two key things. It makes perfect sense to me that you'd weaponize it, and it makes perfect sense that you try to make money out of it.
So you wonder then, do they have agreements with private industry?
Yes, absolutely. They have to.
Okay, so therefore, suddenly, doesn't it become easier to keep a secret if you funnel everything to private industry?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Then suddenly you're not looking for a government official du jour to harbor the secret. They're basically moving it off to private industry. And a lot of the government officials, once they leave government service, will work for those very same companies where they brought the technology. More to ask in a moment. Richard Dolan, speculating about ET technology in our own hands. We also have a whole bunch of questions that you've asked through our forums at forum.thepowercast.com. So check them out. Our forums, forum.thepowercast.com. With Gene and Chris, you're in
The Paracast.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
with autumn in the air.
It's time to think about getting ready for winter, and it's time to save at herbalhealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season, like oregosillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA olive leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA elderberry power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit herbalhealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. Herbalhealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is nuclear physicist lecturer Stanton Friedman. You are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So look where we go with this. If our government got a hold of real alien technology, they funnel it to private industry. They're busy trying to weaponize it, trying to profit from it, first and foremost. And as I suggested, Richard Dolan, when these people do get into private industry after they leave government service, they will work for the same companies that they funneled business to. They're given the promise of lucrative jobs. That's why they do it.
Most definitely. This is what it's all about. It's a revolving door. And, you know, the few studies that have been done publicly on what we call special access programs, that is the primordial black budget programs, all of them point to the conclusion that these programs are dominated not by the military DOD personnel, but rather by private contractors. It's Lockheed, Raytheon, Boeing, General Dynamics, General Electric, those guys. They have, it appears, at least in the opinion of those people having done the analysis, more power than the official Defense Department people. And that makes perfect sense. You know, if you're a general involved in this secret, you're going to make your money when you retire and you get hired as a senior VP at one of those companies, and you start making your money, make good money. So it's all a nice little club. And in terms of secrecy, it's much more effective for the secret to be proprietary rather than classified, because it's impervious to any kind of government inquiry. And this is how the U.S. government's always been. Not just UFOs. It's been like this for over 100 years. Honestly, since the bullet that went through Lincoln's head, the U.S. government's been dominated by private industry and finance and banking. And all through the 20th century, you look all through the Second World War, you look at groups like the Council on Foreign Relations, which, what is that? That's a group of industry and finance that was founded in the early, late teens, early 20s to help guide U.S. national security policy, foreign policy. It's all about making money. And they've been dominant in policy making ever since. And there are all sorts of other groups like this. U.S. government is dominated by private financial interests. Basically, in our lifetimes, it always has been. So with the UFO secret, this is simply no different. It's business as usual. This is an important secret that has to be kept.
And if you don't like it, get used to it.
Sad but true.
I wonder here in passing here whether we can have the ultimate conspiracy theory that we were brought into the Iraq war originally for financial interests, not because they were really weapons of mass destruction. Even the current threat from this ISIS or ISIL organization, they're using the weapons that we left there.
Well, don't get me started on this. I mean, we could talk about this for hours because this is one of my little pet issues. Yes, of course, both of the Gulf Wars, the one in 1990-91, that was the U.S. basically George Bush completely playing Saddam like a tool, like an instrument. And then in the second war in 03, you know, ditto, completely having to do with expropriating $30 trillion worth of oil under the ground in Iraq, which they did. And now, with you know, when you destroy a nation's infrastructure like the U.S. did with Iraq all during the 21st century.
Polluted with DU.
Depleted uranium, and you completely obliterate any kind of chance for that to be a healthy society, you develop Islamic extremists. And in fact, what we now, it sure as hell looks like the U.S. directly funded the group that is now known as ISIS, you know, back in 2011 when they wanted to take down Bashar al-Assad because they wanted, it's all about controlling natural gas in that region. It's all about controlling resources and also keeping Israel happy, which hates Assad. So they wanted to take him down. But what they did instead is they destroyed the Syrian infrastructure and directly led to the rise of ISIS.
We created our own monsters.
Yeah, and the only question is whether it was by stupidity or whether by design. And I think it's more the latter than the former. I don't think they're that stupid. Anyone even today with a brain in their head realizes that if you're going to fight ISIS with boots on the ground, you need Assad's army. There's no other force. None. Of course, they don't want to use that. So what are they going to do? They're going to come up with this fictitious, moderate rebels. There's no such group. They don't exist. So in other words, that maybe is stupidity. But in reality, what you're looking at is story after story. Certainly Turkey, which is a NATO nation, directly abetted the rise of ISIS. We know this. And it certainly looks like CIA had a hand, knowingly. It's a military-industrial profit center. I mean, it's a huge profit.
Now, that's another big question, too, here. Do we think that some of the UFO-related events are also part of this military-industrial thing? We use UFOs to divert attention from what's really going on. It's a smokescreen.
I think I've argued for several years that there is this thing called a breakaway civilization. I the more I look into it, the more I believe that I'm right. And so I think that we have developed, I say this loosely, humanity has developed in black budget world some highly, highly, unbelievably advanced technologies that are not part of the normal military arsenal. So beyond the F-22 Raptor, beyond any of these other things that we read about, I think that there are big black deltas known as the flying triangles. I think that they work on some kind of principle of magnetism, electromagnetism. And so, yes, I mean, there would be a motivation for those guys to use the UFO phenomenon as a smokescreen for what they're doing, without a doubt. I don't know. Now, 20 years ago, almost, in 1997, it was a CIA NRO historian named Gerald K. Haynes who wrote an article which got some play. This is during the 50th anniversary of Roswell. And he made the argument that, you know, all those UFO sightings of the 1950s, well, and we pretended there weren't any. It was actually us flying the U-2 and the SR-71 and, you know, the A-12 boxcart, rather. That was a big load of BS, but, when you look at that argument specifically, it's beyond weak. It has no validity. So there
may be a few airline pilot sightings that spotted something way above them, traffic that they couldn't identify that was not officially there. But to just use that as a blanket explanation is just ludicrous.
Right, and which is what CIA tried to do, you know, back in the 90s. But I think certainly in theory it would be in their occasional interest to hide behind an actual UFO sighting. I'm not really aware of any of these agencies seemingly doing that, though. I don't know of examples in which they actually seem to have done that, but it would make sense.
Of course, we can go back to World War II and the ghost rockets, and James Carrion has this book out called The Rosetta Deception. And we've had him debating with Stanton Friedman over the implications there. But he felt this was just something partly to spook the Russians more than anything else during the early days of World War II.
Not a chance. Not a snowball's chance in hell.
He makes a pretty compelling argument in terms of some of the key players in deception programs that happen to be at the right place at the right time. I mean, there is a little bit of evidence to suggest that maybe some of these events could have been manufactured. So I wouldn't throw that baby
out. All right. Let me not say not a snowball's chance in hell. Not a snowball's chance
in hell. Yeah, there's some pretty interesting, compelling documentation that does suggest it.
I haven't read the book. I admit I'm arguing out of ignorance here of what Carrion has said explicitly. However, I've read many U.S. State Department cables of that event. I've read as much as I could read about it.
Well,
everything has indicated to me.
Separate reports of the ghost rockets, including some down in the Mediterranean. Which
you have a declassified Swedish report from 40 plus years later, in which, in their incredibly roundabout bureaucratic manner, basically said that it is the conclusion of many of our high level personnel that this is technology that does not originate from this civilization or works to that effect. So that was classified for over 40 years. I don't know if Carrion deals with that. But no, I just don't buy it, and particularly when you're talking about the quantity. And it wasn't simply Norway and Sweden.
No, we're talking
about
those
phenomena went throughout Europe.
Yeah.
It was throughout Europe.
Well, getting back to this breakaway civilization idea, we have a question from Dave M. at forum.theparacast.com, where our listeners are able to ask questions of our guests. And he's wondering if the U.S. already has a base on the moon, and that might be why we bypassed the moon, and that we're probably going to be heading directly to Mars. So what's your opinion on that? Do you think that we do have a presence on the moon already?
It's fascinating to me.
Let me do the break here, because then we can pick up on the question of the breakaway civilization. More about breakaway civilizations and the implications thereof in a moment. But first, I want to tell our listeners that we have a free book to give away, Secrets of the Mysterious Valley from Chris O'Brien. Here's how you get a copy. You go to theparacast.com, theparacast.com. Right there, front and center, is a sign-up form for our weekly newsletter. Just send us your email address. You get the free newsletter, not a lot of junk mail, just the newsletter, and we'll send you a copy of Chris O'Brien's Secrets of the Mysterious Valley. As you see here, the discussion we're beginning with Richard Dolan will not finish today. The book is UFOs for the 21st Century Mind, and we're getting into the question of breakaway civilizations, an alternate, more advanced space program, and more with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. Unseen Now's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.